Best practices for caring for exotic fish. If you want to learn the best practices for caring for exotic aquatic life, you're in the right place. This article will guide you through setting up the perfect tank, choosing the right size, and decorating your aquarium to make your fish feel at home. We'll also discuss how to keep the water clean and healthy, feed your fish the right way, and ensure they thrive in their new environment. Let's dive into the exciting world of exotic fish care. Essential tank setup for exotic fish. Choosing the right aquarium size. When you think about setting up a home for your exotic fish, the size of the aquarium is key. You want your fish to have plenty of space to swim and thrive. A small tank might seem cute, but it can lead to stress and health issues for your aquatic friends. Here's a simple guide to help you choose the right size. 1. Betta fish, 5 gallons 2. Neon tetra, 10 gallons 3. Goldfish, 20 gallons 4. Angelfish, 30 gallons 5. Cichlids, 55 gallons. Remember, bigger is often better. A larger tank helps maintain water quality and gives your fish more room to explore. Think of it like giving them a spacious home instead of a cramped apartment. Ideal decorations and plants for your fish. Next, let's talk about decorations and plants. These elements are not just for looks. They play an important role in your fish's happiness, providing essential hiding places that cater to their natural instincts. Plants. Live plants like Java fern and anubias not only look great but also provide hiding spots for shy fish. Rocks and caves. Adding rocks and caves creates a natural environment. Fish love to explore and hide in these spaces. Substrate. Choose a substrate that matches your fish's needs. Some fish prefer sand, while others like gravel. Here's a quick list of great decorations. Driftwood adds character and is great for certain fish. Aquarium backgrounds can make the tank feel more natural. Floating plants help reduce light and create shade, creating a comfortable environment for your exotic fish. Creating a comfortable environment is essential. This means keeping the water clean and at the right temperature. Regular monitoring of your fish's behavior can also indicate their comfort level, which is vital for their well-being. Water temperature. Most tropical fish prefer temperatures between 75 degrees F and 80 degrees F. Filtration. A good filter helps keep the water clean. Make sure to change the filter media regularly. Lighting. Use soft lighting to mimic natural conditions. Too much light can lead to algae growth. By paying attention to these details, you can create a peaceful oasis for your fish. Think of it as crafting a little paradise where your aquatic friends can thrive and show their true colors. Key water quality management tips. Importance of regular water testing. You might think water is just water, but that's far from the truth. Regular water testing is crucial for keeping your aquatic friends healthy and happy. Testing helps you spot problems before they become major issues. You want to check for things like ammonia, nitrite, and nitrate levels. If these levels get too high, it can be harmful to your fish. Consider testing your water at least once a week. You can use test kits available at pet stores or online. They're simple to use and can save you a lot of heartache later. Remember, a little effort now can lead to a thriving aquatic environment. Maintaining the right pH and temperature. Maintaining the right pH and temperature is like keeping a cozy blanket around your aquatic life. Different species have different needs, so it's essential to know what your fish prefer. Most freshwater fish thrive in a pH range of 6.5 to 7.5. If the pH is too high or too low, it can stress your fish. For temperature, most tropical fish enjoy a warm environment between 75 degrees F and 80 degrees F. You can use a reliable aquarium heater and thermometer to keep things just right. Keeping an eye on these factors will help you avoid potential disasters. Fish type. Ideal pH. Ideal temperature degrees F. Betta. 6.5-7.5. 75-80 neon tetra. 6.0-7.0. 70-75 goldfish. 6.5-7.5, 65-72. Best practices for water changes and filtration. Water changes and filtration are your best friends in keeping your tank clean. Aim to change 10 to 20% of the water weekly. This keeps harmful toxins at bay and helps maintain a balanced environment. When you change the water, always use a water conditioner to remove chlorine and chloramine. This simple step can make a huge difference for your fish's health. For filtration, choose a filter that matches the size of your aquarium. A good filter will help remove debris and keep the water clear. Clean your filter every month, but don't overdo it. You want to keep some beneficial bacteria that help your tank stay healthy. In summary, Water quality management is key to the happiness of your aquatic life. Regular testing, maintaining pH and temperature, and following best practices for water changes and filtration will create a healthy home for your fish. Effective feeding guidelines for exotic fish. Understanding nutritional needs of different species. When it comes to feeding your exotic fish, knowing what they need is key. Different species have different diets. Some fish are herbivores, while others are carnivores or omnivores. It's like cooking a meal. You wouldn't serve steak to a vegetarian. Herbivores. These fish thrive on plant-based foods. Think of options like spirulina flakes, algae, and vegetables. Carnivores. They need protein-rich diets. Feed them high-quality pellets, frozen or live foods like brine shrimp and bloodworms. Omnivores. These fish enjoy a mix of both. Offer them a balanced diet with flakes, pellets, and occasional treats like veggies or protein. Make sure to research your specific fish species. This knowledge will help you provide a diet that keeps them healthy and vibrant. How to avoid overfeeding your fish. Overfeeding can be a slippery slope. It can lead to health issues and dirty water. Here are some tips to help you avoid this mistake. Feed small amounts. A good rule of thumb is to give your fish only what they can eat in 2 to 3 minutes. Watch their behavior. If they leave food uneaten, you might be giving too much. Adjust based on seasons. Fish may eat less in cooler months, so be mindful of their appetite. Keeping an eye on their eating habits is crucial. It's all about finding that sweet spot between feeding enough and not overdoing it. Best practices for feeding schedules and portions. Creating a feeding schedule is like setting a routine for your fish. Here's a simple table to help you plan. Fish type, feeding frequency, portion size, herbivores, 2 to 3 times a day, small pinch of food carnivores, 1 to 2 times a day, 2 to 3 pieces of protein omnivores, 2 times a day, mix of plant and protein. Stick to this schedule and your fish will thrive. Remember, consistency is vital. Just like us, fish benefit from a routine. Best practices for caring for exotic aquatic life. In conclusion, following the best practices for caring for exotic aquatic life involves understanding their habitat, maintaining water quality, and providing appropriate nutrition. By creating a suitable environment, regularly testing water parameters, and feeding your fish correctly, you can ensure they lead healthy and vibrant lives in your aquarium.